when thought comes in contact with soul, the third thing produces, and that is light. So it is not the, it is the a sort of material light, a sort of material light, you see, and not of much use. I have told you that when I was on the cot going to bed, I found so many times the light was coming to me. I negativated it. I feel it disturbed. So light is not our goal. We proceed from light to grey, from darkness to light. The all systems have said darkness to light, and I say well, light to grey, and grey is the real color. I have said dawn color. I am telling you that dawn color.
Yes. I wonder if you could remove your glasses because so much light is coming. I cannot see you.
This thing, light is not a very valuable thing, but it is something better.
Yeah.
It is something better. Yeah. It shows that now you have come in contact with the soul.
Yeah.
Soul connection has been formed. That only shows.
Yeah.
Afterwards, grey color. We say God, light and light. But it is all the material exposition. Because there is no other words, I find no other words.
No.
The better word.
No.
And I searched and searched that if I, you may have Danish, in German or in any language I may get, I may adopt it, explaining it in this, but I'm not getting. So I use light without luminosity in this way. So here I'm telling you, light the people see, but afterwards, after certain bit, grey color. And grey color contains darkness and light mixed. And there is one Nathya Sutra also says in Rig Vedas, there is neither light nor darkness. The sun never shines there, at the ultimate object. So this is the correct version. Of course, the spirituality has been shown in a different style. That is, tinged with matter.
Yeah.
All what we say, tinged with matter. Not quite naked as it is. And of course, everybody says according to his reach and advancement. But if the man of the highest approach says something, that means whatever he says is quite correct.
Yeah.
So it requires a good deal of labor and must be a master like that to give you training in that line. This Anand, I am telling you, the Anand, the peace, I mean bliss. For bliss, I am telling you.
Yeah, that I like very much.
Well, I'm telling you, I am talking about my own experience. Of course, I was feeling very highly blissful. And what was the effect? I wanted to break my head with the wall. In happiness,
yeah.
In blissful state.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you. And it continued for 3 days. But in case of Kasturi, I'm telling you.
Yes.
I came to know that she's on that state of blissful state. Then I said, I shall keep her for 1 month.
For 1 month in that state?
Yes.
What? How many?
So precautions I'm telling you. There was one friend of mine, Sri Ishosa. I said, because she was at Lakhimpur Khiri and I was here in Shahjahanpur. You write the letter daily, asking her condition. So he used to write about her daily. And I was controlling her that she may not break the head and something, she may do something else. This I was doing. So in the last day, maybe 25 days after or 30 days after, she began to tear her dhoti. This began to tear. So much happened. Then I took her off from that place. So bliss cannot be. Of course, everybody passes.
Yeah.
But those who are sensitive and in a way mixed with it, I use the word mixed with it, they feel that. Well, you cannot bear the anantam.
Well, how long time did she meditate before that stage arrived?
Well, this cannot be said.
No, but she
stayed for 1 month.
Yeah, but I mean, how long time had she been in Sahai March before?
20 years now.
20. But when that stage arrived?
Well, I do not remember. Actually, maybe 7-8 years.
So she was just tearing her side. So
I myself witnessed and other also. And everybody passes through that state. It is not that, but nobody feels like that. Intensity they do not feel at all.
No.
But they come to that state because the way is the same. Suppose you go to Denmark on aeroplane from Bombay. Now the route is fixed. Everybody passes. Some see. Very good scene. This is a very good scene. Some enjoy it. Others do not even like to peep into it. How it is going on.
What
so while there is a stress and emphasis on the will and the mind, then you see the things as they are. And by the way, if you see, they have no value.
Mm.
So they see by the way, not going deep into it.
Yeah. It's a shame not everybody can be sensitive. It's a shame that not everybody can be sensitive for these things.
Yes.
Perhaps they have it too early or something.
Too early, of course, but these are very difficult points. Yeah. Higher point, it is of course not very high, but at least high.
Yeah.
So you bliss and anand, the people say, but they cannot bear if it is actually there.
मज़ूब का भी यही आलम होता है.
नो नो मज़ूब आदमी आपको इंग्लिश वर्ड हिंदी वर्ड इज अभूत. अभूत मीन्स यू आर चार्ज इन समथिंग एंड ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ दैट चार्जिंग यू आर ऑलमोस्ट बिनम्ड आर ड्राउंड इन समथिंग.
इट्स टू मच
ड्राउंड इन दैट कंडीशन. So this abdhut, nobody can turn into abdhut in our sanskrit.
No.
So what is that? Suppose he has seen the light or any other thing. Now he drowned in it. Mm. Now he cannot go out of it. Throughout the life he will remain there. And he likes so much that if you want to divert him, he will begin to beat you. So much he likes it. That is called the momentary. It may come for a minute or two. That is nothing, drowning. But that is civilized madness. I should say.
You had some saint in India that went round and was just crazy with happiness all the time, all his life. Everybody worshipped him very much.
I couldn't follow you, but that you had.
I have heard about one saint in India in olden days. I don't remember his name.
Yes.
And he was just running into the water and doing everything silly because he was mad with happiness, with bliss. Uh-huh. So people was just worshipping him.
So I'm telling you, there are so many saints like that in India. Yeah. And so many fools also to appreciate them.
Yeah.
Both things are there. They will use vulgar language.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, for those who are uneducated masses, suppose they use vulgar language. They are happy. Well, he's not in his proper senses. And he's telling such vulgar language, using such a vulgar language. They appreciate it. Well, a man in the state of delirium says something other, the people do not appreciate it. So that is the spiritual delirium in a way.